Wie in gehangen?
What he's telling us is that even in this cemetery right here, many Jews were killed and buried, liquidated by the Nazis. There are mass graves of Jews, which he wants to show us, but we don't have the time now to go. We're going to go to the Lovni Yeshiva. We're going to go by foot.
You want to shut it off?
I have the producer of the Matzah is on the other side. It's already almost illegible. So I'm going to read it. The original Matzeva of Reb Chaim Volozhin, and they copied it on the front side of this, but they did a terrible job of it, reads as follows. And I'll go quickly and I'll just translate the key parts. So here's what was written on the Matzeva when it was set up in 1821. It has the Rosh Tevos, initials Chaim Ben Yitzchak. So now you know what his father's name was. Very easy to figure out. He was succeeded by his son,
Yitzchak.
Reb Yitzchak, Reb Itzel Volozhin. Chokhmas Talmud Bavli, Ubinas Talmud Yerushalmi, Mekor Chayim. He was a master of Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. Yofi Zohar HaKabbalah, Vitzferes Ziv HaGodos, Bokhar HaBatayim. He was a master of the Zohar, and all of Agadah Kudarishim. Yiras Hashem Tahora, Atzas, Vesushio, Gvura, Chalkan Bechayim. Mistore Midrashe Rabin, Umatmone Das Elokim, Matzah Chayim. He knew theology, he knew all the secrets of God. Veis Talmudo, Midrasho, Vein Talmidov, Yode, Orchos Chaim. He had many students. Nehi, Uvechi, Umispeit, Ki Olamehem, Nefesh Chaim. And there's much mourning and crying because his soul went up on high. Yelola, Behege, Vahi, Bechola, Sherbo, Ruach Chaim. Tzakas, Arelim, the angels on high are crying. Nishbo, Ruach Hashem, Noso, Ruach Chaim. Chesed, V'emes, Utstoka. He was characterized by graciousness, by truth, by righteousness. Merom lefonav holchu ba'artzos ha'chaim. All these preceded him when he died. Kedusha va'anova, holiness and humility. Kitzvei eretz meleo derech ha'chaim. He filled the world with this. Zoreach husham il mekomo sho'eif eitz ha'chaim. Lokach osu elokin liros betuv Hashem be'eretz ha'chaim. That's a poem. The poem is then followed by a narrative which says as follows. Asheruna pasheruna materes roshenu ruach ha'chaim. Ovi ovi rechad Yisrael u'koroshav. Agon Hagodol, Hey Chosid, Hey Onov, Ko Kevot Kedushas Shem Tevarto Morona Chayim, Mishmoso Eden of Bezdin, Nereish Mesifte, Bekila Kadosh of Elojin, I stressed that earlier, Asher Yotzak Mayim, Chayim, who was the disciple, Al Yedei Ir Vekadish of an angel, Mishmaya, Gaon Hamiti, the true Gaon, Or Olam, the light of the world, Rabon Shepobnei Agola, Kevot Kedushas Shem Tevarto Morona Rabona, Chosid Amapursim, Moreinu Eliyahu, Yishmosu Eden de Vilna. So look what's written on the Matzeva of Reb Chaim, who his Rebbe was. V'achi, and who was his brother? And I didn't say a word about his brother, but here it is on the Matzeva. V'achi Rosh Alpha Yisrael Agon V'atzadik Domi Lebar Elohim Kodosh Yomar Lo Kvod Kedushas Moreinu Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Chaim had a brother, the favorite disciple of the Vilna Gaon. He's known as Reb Zalmala, Reb Shlomo Zalman of Vilna. Here he is on the Matzeva. He was so great that even on this Matzeva, which is dedicated to Reb Chaim, they tell you he was the brother of Reb Zalmala. Shavak Chaim Luchal Chai, Yom Hei L'Seidah V'Hibin So'aron Yud Dalet Sivan. He died on the 14th day of Sivan in the year Kol HaKosav L'Chaim. That adds up to 1821, by the way, we reckon today. Somebody asked, where is his brother buried? His brother was buried in the Zaretsha Cemetery, which is now basically destroyed. His brother was buried in the first cemetery of Vilna, the Shnipishok, where there's a sports stadium now. That's it. You know, there's nothing there anymore. So that's it. He died. That cemetery was used in Vilna until 1830. He died long before 1830. He died as a young man, unfortunately, very in his 30s. He was perhaps the greatest of the brothers. There were more brothers. The greatest of the brothers of Volozhin. But unfortunately, he didn't live out his life.
There's a gentleman here who, well, not being born in Volozhin, had married a woman from Volozhin who told him what happened to the Jews from Volozhin. He mentioned briefly that there's a spot where they were executed over 2,000 Jews and burnt by the Nazis at one time.
Thank you.